WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Less than 2 weeks now until the election. Kamala Harris is in Pennsylvania for a town hall. Donald Trump is in Georgia.
There's a lot of love. We're going to have a big election. We're going to have a November 5th, and you'll probably, many of you have, who's already voted?
The White House weighed in today on a New York Times interview with Trump's former chief of staff. Linda Kenyon has that.
To be praising Adolf Hitler is dangerous and it's also disgusting.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responding to recent interviews in which former Trump White House chief of staff John Kelly recounted Trump's own comments that Hitler, quote, did some good things. Vice President Harris earlier said Trump's statement shows who he really is. And Jean-Pierre says,
to agree about that determination. Yes.
Adding, if you don't believe it, just listen to Trump's own words.
You've heard from the former president himself saying that he is going to be a dictator on day one.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Nicole Skanga reports there's a new warning from Microsoft about foreign election interference.
Experts from Microsoft point out Iran usually ramps things up right before Election Day. This year, no exception. An online persona operated by Iran has now begun posting as an American. This account is calling on Americans to boycott the elections due to both candidates' support for Israel's military operations. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Washington.
The White House confirmed today that North Korean soldiers are being trained in Russia, 3,000 of them. It isn't clear whether they're being trained to fight in Ukraine, but Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that would show Vladimir Putin's desperation.
You've heard me talk about the significant casualties that he has experienced over the last 2.5 years. This is an indication that he may be even in more trouble than most people realize.
Turkey has struck Kurdish targets in Iraq and Syria after an attack on a defense company near Ankara. 5 people were killed. McDonald's says it's working closely with the CDC to determine the cause of an E. coli outbreak linked to its quarter pounders. 1 person has died. Nearly 50 others have gotten sick in 10 states. Boeing said today its quarterly losses were $6 billion, $8 billion for the current year. Much of that's due to the strike by its workers, who are now voting on the latest contract offer. Actor Ron Ely has died, according to his daughter. He played Tarzan, doing his own stunts. He also appeared in other TV classics like The Love Boat. He was 86. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Much of the Badger State is still in high fire danger. In fact, in some parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin, the risk is now considered very high. Here's Brittany Merlot.
There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, RVs, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire.
We're getting into cold and flu season. Extra hand washing and dry air can lead some to develop eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, a Spirus dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer. So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
She says it's critical to take care of that dry skin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Badgers brace for Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host Penn State Saturday night. The number 3 ranked team in the nation, quarterback Braden Locke asked, does it help that they've played top ranked teams like USC or Alabama already this season?
To be out there against a very talented Alabama team, to be out there against a very talented USC team, I think it's helped our team grow. I think it's helped us mature. You know, I'm growing each and every week. I'm not naive to think that I'm not still, you know, young. I think I've had 7 or 8 starts. So I think you learn and you grow each and every week.
NBA, the Bucks in Philly tonight against the 76ers. Torian Prince asked if the Bucks are ready to kick off the season.
I feel like we're ready. Obviously, having experience in the game and knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed, taking advantage of the highs, and then when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
That's the Bucks' new forward, Torian Prince. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Clouds return tomorrow, high to the mid-60s. In the late afternoon and evening, showers and storms around. Sunny and upper 50s Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 60s Sunday, mostly sunny. Currently 51 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we'll dive into Kamala Harris's policies with Earl Ingram. Plus, are GOP polls rigging the averages in favor of Trump? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Schwabba.
That's me, buddy. Hey, great to have you with us here at Nightlight tonight. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay here at City Deck Landing on a Wednesday edition of Nightlight. Got another beautiful weekend, it would appear, right around the corner, and life is good. We're talking about the things that bring us together and make us feel good. Movies and TV, comedy, music. Todd Albaugh was here. Doesn't get much better than that. Although it might this hour, because we're going to talk a little Halloween right now, and then DeAndre Marie, a local musician from Appleton, is going to perform live in studio, and she brought chaperones. I'll just leave it at that. So that'll be fun, too. That's coming up at 7:20. On the text line, our question tonight is, name an actor or actress that made a great comeback. We've heard some good suggestions so far. Paula Krieger texts in Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory. She was on Blossom in the 90s. That is correct. As usual, Conrad's mom coming in with a great text. Your mom's taking kind of a long hiatus, though, from the show, it seemed like. Did she just need to unwind for a while, do you think?
Or? I think she just needed to take a break from you, Pete.
She just got sick of hearing my voice. Great to have you back, Paula. All right, so now we are going to turn our attention back to Halloween, as we so often have done here at Nightlight during the spooky season here. There's a big event going on in Waukesha County this weekend, October 26th and 27th, Halloween Hoopla. And joining us now to discuss said event are the Twins of Terror. Are you scared? You should be. I am. They join us right now on Nightlight, Rick and Bob Rickoff. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how you doing? Good evening.
Did I say that right? Hello. Is Rick here too? Conrad, do we have Rick?
Okay. Yep, I'm here.
Do most people say Rick first, so it's Rick and Bob Rickoff, or do you guys like it if it's Bob and Rick Rickoff?
I mean, either way it works. Yeah. Well, I kind of prefer Bob first, but you know.
Sure you do. Of course. And you guys are twins, although Rick is on the phone. So are you identical twins?
We are, yes.
Oh, nice. Do you ever play jokes on people?
We have, yep. We've also not gotten away with said jokes sometimes. So we don't really try to do that anymore.
Try the old switcheroo. I did some work in a middle school several years ago, and there were these two twin eighth grade boys, and they were really, really good kids, but they did try to do that once where one went in to take a test for the other one. And all the other guy and I could do was laugh. They were like, we just wanted to try that one time. I'm like, all right, I almost can't blame you for that. I guess the temptation would be there. Hey, great to have you guys with us on the show tonight. Appreciate you joining us to talk about Halloween Hoopla. Tell us all about it in Waukesha County this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having us. So
sure.
We've been, you know, Rick and I have been in the industry for quite some time, almost 15 plus years. And we had an opportunity to kind of do our own thing. We're used to scaring people, but we both now have young kids. So we figure we turn our attention to doing a little more family-friendly things.
Nice.
And that's where the Halloween Hoopla came into place. So we have different activities for the kids to enjoy. We have face painting, some carnival games, you know, just about anything you can think of for the kids to enjoy. And doing the arts and crafts, the hay maze, you know, different things like that.
Nice. When you say you guys have been in the industry, what industry is that? Like the party and event industry, show business? Like what industry is that?
Specifically the Halloween industry. Actually.
Okay.
So we've been working at the different or haunted house for quite some time, and also into some of the trade shows. So,
wow. Yeah, that seems like it would be a really fun, a fun gig. Is that what you guys do? Is that your job?
That's our second job.
Okay.
it's the fun job, right?
Side hustle.
So, the side hustle, exactly.
That's fantastic. Exactly. All right. So you got a hay maze, you've got games, it's family friendly. I saw bounce houses on the list. Do you allow like if Conrad showed up with a beer and a solo cup, could he go in the bounce house or would you put the kibosh on that?
Rick, I'll let you answer that one.
Well, you couldn't show up with a beer in the solo cup, but you would be able to set it down and go ahead and play in the bounce house. Yes, that's one of the actual paid activities we have.
Okay.
It's a good 2 hours to jump around. We actually have three different bounce houses for that. One of them is your typical bounce house. Another one is a fire truck that's a little mini obstacle course. I had the pleasure of running through it. It's pretty fun myself going on it.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And then the third one is a larger obstacle course, which is pretty fun to run through as well, which that ends in a large slide down to the ground, which is a nice little soft padding on the bottom. All I was able to test out right when we were setting them up. Nice and fun.
Oh, I love it. And you already had the first weekend last weekend, right? How did that go?
Yeah, I mean, I think it went pretty well for us. We had good crowds coming through. We were part of a trunk or treat that was also going on there, so that kind of helped out. It was really nice. One of the things that's very interesting that we do, you know, you always hear kids eat free, right?
Yeah.
So in our case, we want parents to have a little bit of fun too. So parents get to get in with their kid for any of the paid activities we have. So you want to go through the haunted house with your child, you kid gets the ticket, gives us a ticket, and the parents go with them.
Oh, nice. So You have this haunted house. I always, mm-hmm. When I lived out west, I put together, or I worked on a haunted house, I would say, with a friend who put one together because he had this big warehouse. It just seems like,
okay.
Unless you really know what you're doing, it seems like a recipe for disaster because we had some really scary stuff. Have you ever really just freaked the living daylights out of a kid, or do you kind of tone it down a little bit since it's a family event?
Yeah. So for the, you know, so far this year, we haven't really freaked any kids out. We call our haunted house Bubbles and Bobbles. So we kind of focus strictly on keeping it friendly for the kids. A lot of the kids that we had last weekend actually exited and said, that was my first haunted house I've ever been through. And they were happy. They were excited. Oh, they wanted to do it again. So we stayed away from that scary and stuck with, you know, black lights, different paintings, things hanging from the ceiling, you know, anything that the kids just would enjoy watching and looking at and stuff they haven't seen before.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. So, that's so fun. Do you guys, mm-hmm. you call yourselves the Twins of Terror. Are you involved in scaring people during the event, or is it just because you put the event on and it's a cool nickname?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. So okay. We came from the scaring of people. That was where we first started. And we wanted to, like I said, with our kids, we want to do the family friendly thing. The other thing we do have, though, we are going to be scaring some people Saturday night. We have another event that's going on that's kind of a pseudo attached to the Halloween Hoopla, but more geared toward adults only, called Terror Tents.
So
it's an overnight camp out that we're basically transitioning.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we're transitioning everything to more scary and having those adults come out and kind of getting back to those roots to kind of, I don't know, I guess ease that that want to scare again, you know, if that makes sense.
Do they have to sign a waiver or anything? Like, you know, like I would imagine you guys are kind of at risk too when you're going around scaring people in tents. You don't know how people are going to react.
Yeah, I mean, the scaring won't happen in the tents. It'll happen around the grounds.
Okay.
what, at a certain point, we're going to actually let them sleep because you kind of have to sleep as well, you know?
Sure.
So, but yeah, there's, it's always an inherent risk whenever you're scaring somebody. You know, there's what we call monster punches. People get scared, and sometimes the first thing they'll do is take a swing.
Give you a right cross. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys, is it hard to work together as brothers? Or are you guys like those twins that just gel and everything is great? Or do you get on each other's nerves? What's your working relationship like? Oh, Rick's laughing. I thought he left.
No, I want to say everything is all of gel and we do everything great, but that wouldn't be telling so much of the truth. So we do kind of get on each other's nerves. We each have our own ideas for different things. One of us wants to do it one way, the other way. And we kind of butt heads a little bit that way, but we kind of settle back and we're able to look at the overall picture and figure out what's best for whether it's a Terra Tense or the Halloween Hoopla. We were able to figure it out that way. We do have a little bit of support staff that can kind of help us if needed as well. But for the most part, we gel pretty good. But the button heads, it's just like every other, you know, owner with each other.
My guests are Rick and Bob Rickoff. They are from Waukesha County, and they are the Twins of Terror. They're putting on Halloween Hoopla this weekend. You can still catch it. It's October 26th and 27th from 11 to 6 p.m. It's at the Waukesha County Expo Grounds. This sounds like a really fun thing. Do you guys, first of all, I just want to say too, Bob, you were kind of nodding your head while he was saying you guys don't always get along. Like, kind of like that. Kind of like that was news to you. Maybe you guys will hash this out after the show. But
right.
We each
have our own focus, so it kind of helps out.
Yeah, sure. Do you guys like what are your favorite scary movies? Do you have scary movies you like?
Oh, I mean, it's a long story, but I was never really a fan of scary things. So,
and you're doing haunted houses. Interesting.
It transitioned into that. So, wow. But if I had to pick one, I'd say Saw series. I've always liked the Saw series.
Yeah. Okay. So. What about you, Rick?
I like the old school a little bit more, but I'm the same way with Bob as that. But I would say the original Beetlejuice is one of my favorites. Like, if that's on, I have to watch it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Did you guys, when you guys were growing up as twins, and I'm guessing in my head, I'm picturing, you know, bunk beds and whatever. Did you grow up kind of freaking the heck out of each other? Is that how this all started?
Probably. I mean, I got to imagine that there were some times that would have happened. Yep.
That's awesome. Well, yep. I wish you guys luck this weekend. Thank you for being on the show, and go get them, scare the living daylights out of them and keep them coming back. It sounds like a great event.
Yeah, thank you, Pete. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. It's great to meet you guys. That's Bob and Rick Rickoff. Check out Halloween Hoopla this weekend, October 26th and 27th from 11 to 6 p.m. It's at the Waukesha County Expo Grounds. And they are the Twins of Terror. I love that. That sounds like a really fun event. That could be a road trip, Conrad. We've got a lot of places we need a road trip to.
Yes, we do.
So I think we should start making a list, maybe get ourselves an atlas and hit the road. You can still get in on the fun for our question tonight. Who's your favorite comeback actor or actress? Let us know. 855-752-4842. I say John Travolta. And also, I keep forgetting his name. Short Round. Brandon Fraser's another one. He made a big comeback with the whale.
Yeah, I didn't like that movie, I'm not going to lie. But
yeah, it was hard to
watch. It was disturbing.
Ki-Hoo Kwan, that's it. He would be up there too. And Conrad likes Doogie Howser for his comeback on Neil Patrick Harris. So let us know what yours is, and we'll be right back. Very exciting. Don't go away, folks. Deandra Marie is here to perform live in studio on Nightlight with Beach Wubba. Joy, you feel pain, because nothing will be the same. Just above an eye is all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby,
you're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot of availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
He's seen her dressed in blue.
Are we back already? What is going on here? We got a really fun show tomorrow night as well, folks. It's our popcorn pick of the week. Thursday night at 6:35 every week. Making the pick tomorrow is one of my favorite news people, Stuart J. Waddle, who covers Southeast Wisconsin covers Southeast Wisconsin for Civic Media. Do you remember what Stuart said last time he was here, Conrad, when we were talking about slow dancing?
No.
I was telling the story about how I had this crush on a girl in high school, and we were slow dancing, and we were talking about Glenn Frey, and I said we were slow dancing to this great Glenn Frey song, and he said, oh, yeah, Smuggler's Blues? It's just off the cuff. Stuart Waddle, he's not supposed to be funny. He does news, but that was great. He'll make our popcorn pick of the week tomorrow night. Carly Ide is here from Outrageous Pumpkins, and then we've got we're going to talk Halloween in Door County in Fish Creek with Jack-O-Lanterns. It's a lot of pumpkin talk tomorrow night. Right now, I'm very excited because we have a live performer in the studio. I hope you can see her if you're watching on the stream. It's Deandra Marie. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
This is really fun. You drove all the way up here from the mean streets of Appleton.
I did.
And you made it.
I made it.
It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Tell us. Okay, so here's how I became aware of your music. Terry Barr was on the show for Bar Band Friday Night that we do every Friday here at Nightlight. And she brought one of your songs, and I loved it. And I said, mm-hmm. We have to have Deandra on the show. And she said, oh, I can make that happen. And she did. Here it is, like, less than a week later, and you're sitting in the studio ready to belt out some tunes. That's
here
so great. Yeah. So how's it going? How did you get started in music? And how did you – you're a solo artist. That's got to be kind of exciting.
It is. It comes with its own set of challenges. I am starting to develop and form a team as I am starting to do more live shows and with recording and things like that, because there's a lot of moving parts to this, you know, from just the production and then the live shows, the media, and then you get into merchandise and all these things, right? There's all these different avenues. So I have a good support system.
All right. That's important. So how did you get started? When did you decide I have to do this?
I've always loved music from a young age as a little girl, and my mom's a piano teacher, that's really how I fell in love with music and the piano. And I was singing in church and heavily involved in my youth group, but I always had a dream of recording my own music, and I've written a lot of pieces and just kind of waiting for the right timing and the right season, and here it is.
Is it hard when you're starting out? Like, I would think when you're just starting out, I know you have an album out. I heard several songs from it earlier. It's just great. But when do you feel comfortable? Like, when do you say, all right, I've got enough songs where I can do live shows? Or do you have to do some of your own and then cover songs? When you're just getting started, is that frustrating? Do you have to be patient?
Definitely frustrating. Yeah. And to be honest with you, I don't really know. Okay. My first actual like full live show is coming up next month in November 29th here in Green Bay at the Cup of Joy. And right now I am preparing a set list for that. It's going to be all my own original songs, but I'm also, you know, open to doing covers if there were other venues. But right now I'm focusing on my original pieces.
This is exciting because when I heard you, when Terry brought your music here, I was like, oh, it'd be great if we could get this girl. And then you're setting up here and you go, I haven't done much of this. And I'm like, what? Because you sound so accomplished.
Thank you.
Do you want to play a song? We've got about 4 minutes, Conrad, sure. For a break. We could get a song in, right? Let's do a song, and then we'll do the news, and we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Sounds
so
great.
Tell us what you're going to play here, DeAndre.
I think I'm going to play Moving Forward, which you
song.
Seemed to fall in love
with.
Love
it. It's great. This is Moving Forward, DeAndre Marie in studio. It's very exciting for me to have you here. Go for it.
They say the heart is just blind, but they don't know you like I do. They say in time he'll forget, but they don't know what we've been through. White horses, castles, they aren't what they seem. Fantasies make up a girl can still dream. Beautiful covers of all magazines, but they don't show what's behind the scenes. So maybe I'm a coward, maybe I'm a fool, maybe it's too soon to move. It's moving forward. The summer is fading, the leaves start to fall. I'm facing this battle the best I know how. Rather than living with pain and regret, I'm choosing to see a beautiful mess. So maybe I'm a coward, maybe to move on from you. This is how it goes, no one knows, I suppose. I'm just moving forward. Oh, it's just time that I've wasted. It's just money, I'll replace it. It's just another heartache, another little mistake. Oh, those dreams have been shattered. It doesn't really matter. The choices were silly. That was just the old me. Call me a coward. Maybe I'm a fool. You're making me believe fairy tales come. This is how it goes. This is how it goes. Nobody knows. This is how it goes. No one knows, I suppose. I'm just moving forward.
That was beautiful. We will be right back to talk about what we just heard. DeAndre Marie is in studio. We'll have more with her, and we'll hear more of her great songs after Civic Media's award-winning news keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump's one-time chief of staff, John Kelly, tells the New York Times Trump would govern like a dictator. CBS's Libby Cathy.
Coming 2 weeks before the election, Kamala Harris's campaign calling attention to what Kelly is saying and saying this is more evidence that Trump is unfit for office, despite the Trump campaign denying this.
Trump is dumping in Georgia, and Vice President Harris takes part in a CNN town hall in Pennsylvania tonight. The U.S. confirms 3,000 North Korean troops are sent to Russia. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
If Russia is indeed forced to turn to North Korea for manpower, this would be a sign of weakness, not strength, on the part of the Kremlin.
Striking Boeing machinists are voting whether to accept the company's latest contract offer or continue their strike, which is nearly 6 weeks old. The striker in Everett, Washington, has voted no.
We've made too many concessions. It's our time to get back and get the things that we've been shorted for the last 10 years.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Nearly 100,000 people cast their ballots on the first day of early voting here in the Badger State. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reports more than 97,400 ballots were cast here Tuesday. There were so many people ready to vote early that the WisVote system had some major slowdowns. It was taking longer for poll workers to be able to print out labels that go on each absentee ballot. The chair of the Elections Commission says they've increased their capacity so that won't happen again, but basically said that's a great problem to have, causing the high turnout terrific. Meanwhile, the mayor of Wausau confirmed that the Department of Justice seized his and his wife's cell phones. This comes after Doug Dinney removed the ballot drop box outside City Hall there in Wausau in September. He says it was totally within the scope of the mayor's office. He says he does not know the current stage of the investigation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Clouds return tomorrow, high to the mid-60s. In the late afternoon and evening, showers and storms around. Sunny and upper 50s Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 60s Sunday, mostly sunny. Right now it's 48.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. For every episode of the DC show The Penguin on Max, Colin Farrell goes through hours of makeup prep. According to recent numbers, it's paying off, as Variety reports that the fifth episode of season one of The Penguin pulled in 1.8 million viewers. The show has added viewers with every new episode that drops. New shows of The Penguin premiere every Sunday night on Max at 10 p.m. Central. Do you have great acting chops? Smoke weed? Can you rap? If so, update your resume, because Snoop Dogg is looking for someone to portray himself in a new biopic. The movie was first announced in 2022, and now the search is on as they are in the casting phase and seeking someone to play a younger version of Snoop. Between his role on The Voice, opening weed stores in L.A., and popping up at the Olympics and on NFL games, the Dogfather told Entertainment Tonight whoever plays young Snoop will have to be a phenomenal actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens what? When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, Tom Paulsiewicz and I dig into John Kelly's blockbuster New York Times interview. We've got the clips from the interview. Donald Trump fully bear hugging Adolf Hitler. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
All right, welcome back. This is a Wednesday night edition of Nightlight. Great to have you with me. And we say we talk about movies and TV and comedy, and we do, but we've also got some music on hand tonight. And if you're watching on the stream, you can see the lovely Deandra Marie here in the studio playing her heart out before, and she's going to play for us again. I'm going to read a text here first here we go. No, this is a text for you, right, Deandra.
Andrew, for impact, or?
No, okay. You're good. Andrew from Maine says, now you can say you knew her before she made it. Well, what makes you think she hasn't made it? You've made it. Yeah, I could tell. You're just an in-the-moment kind of... Because here's what I said, Andrew. I said, let's get you famous. And she's like, oh, no. She totally deflected. So she's a very down-to-earth person, no matter how much fame she acquires. Andrew says, or before she dethroned Taylor Swift and sold out the state of Wisconsin, one big concert for the entire state at once. Wow, that's pretty ambitious.
Wow.
You got a fan. You just made a
fan. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, Andrew.
Very kind.
Deandra Marie is in the studio. She just played for us. All right, you played a song called "Moving Forward." Great song. Where did the inspiration for that song come from?
Heartbreak.
Yeah. The genesis of so many songs, right?
And like you're in those seasons, right? And you think like, oh, I never want to be here again. And then you look back and you're like, holy cow, something amazing came out of that.
Yeah.
Like, I often hear songs from other artists, and I always think, what did they go through to inspire those kind of lyrics?
You know?
So I was in a really bad grieving phase.
Okay.
And sometimes when we're grieving, like, we don't know how to deal with things. And often our family and friends, like, they want to be supportive, right? So they say things like, just get over it. Like,
yeah.
Better luck next time. Like, just move on. But, like, we can't always move on because, like, we carry things with us, right? Like, they shape us. They're part of our stories.
Right.
So I just had this realization, like, hey, even if I have to carry all this stuff with me, like, I'm going to be okay. I'm just going to keep moving forward.
When you're dealing with that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and I do this with my kids sometimes, I say, do I want to really get down at their level and talk to them? Or do I want to brush it off and act like, sorry, this is stuff we go through. You know what I mean? Like, write a song about it or do something to work yourself through it. Because when, like you just said, when people tell you, oh, get over it or whatever, that's so easy to say. But there's some truth to that. You just have to. And you just have to let time go by, right? Or write a song.
It's true. Like life doesn't stop, you know?
Right.
So you have to find a way to deal with things. You know, mine is music. But, you know, some people journal or exercise or whatever your thing is. For me, these 88 black and white keys, like, they hold a lot of treasures. And they understand me when other people don't. They're my safe place.
That's so great. You said you have a show coming up here in Green Bay in November. Tell us about that again, please.
Yeah, so I'm going to be at the Cup of Joy on November 29th. I'm going to be sharing a night with Nikki Colts. She's a worship leader here in the Green Bay area.
Okay.
And I will be doing my original songs. I'll have my producer here from Milwaukee accompanying me. So that's exciting stuff.
So who did you grow up, when you were a kid, Deandra, who did you grow up listening to?
Gosh, so many people.
Yeah.
I grew up with a lot of Christian music.
Okay.
But I'm a big fan of, like, I listen to a lot of Whitney Houston on cassette tape. I mean, say no more, right? Like, she's an icon. Big CeCe Winans fan. I love Mandisa. The spectrum is so...
Yeah. You've got a lot of influences.
Yeah,
And a little bit of them are in you, probably, like... You definitely have, I don't know if I would say religious or maybe I would, or gospel undertones. And I think I saw something on your website where you said it's pop in style, but shakes up gospel stereotypes.
Mm.
Interesting line. How would you describe that? What do you mean by that?
So you read my Spotify bio.
I did. What do you think I'm doing here?
I'm impressed. This is awesome because I wrote that a few years ago, and you're right. That's exactly what it says.
Yeah.
To your point, I think a lot of people have stereotypes about Christians or people that follow Jesus, and they're not always true or right. Like, maybe they're feel that we're judgmental, right? Or they might feel that we're not as loving because we don't support things, or maybe we're not just real people, right? Like, I try to share some of that in my music, just to be real. Like, I'm not perfect, right? I'm just a mess, but it's because of Christ's salvation and redeeming me that we can come boldly to the throne. So I kind of mix some of that in my music. There's a hope there that we have.
You might be right about that, but I think it's the overalls. I don't mean to downplay your religious beliefs, but no.
I love it. They're comfortable, you know. I told you. I said, "Do you have a dress code?" Because I'm a jeans and tennis shoes and baseball hat type of girl, and I'm like, I'm in my zone right now.
You did ask me that. I love.
I wanted
look.
To be respectful. Thank you.
No, and I'll be honest. I didn't like we were talking about during the break. There's a stigma, you know. Sometimes when you hear Christian rock, mm-hmm. I go, "Well, I know it's going to be that kind of music." But you don't always. I didn't know that your music was gospel or religious the first time I heard it. I just thought it was a good song.
Sure.
So that's interesting that you say that. So do you have another song you want to play for us?
Yeah.
Would you please play another song for us?
I would love to.
Okay, tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this song is called Scary Close. It is being played live right now on the radio in Appleton on Q90. They've been streaming it lately, so that's been really exciting. And this song, again, was inspired by a heartbreak. I don't know. I guess it brings out the best songs, but it really was just a prayer. And I remember praying, God, if I can just be scary close to you, maybe it won't hurt so bad. Like, maybe I'll be okay. And so this song references things like getting lost in someone's aroma, you know, burying your face in their shoulder, like hearing their heartbeat, like very intimate things that we crave as humans, right, in relationship. And so I had this moment where I actually just ran to the piano and just played it. It was so incredible. Really, God just working and just downloaded all these lyrics. That's pretty much
that's
it.
That's great. All right, now you've built it up.
I know, right?
Let's hear Scary Close. Deandra Marie is in the studio playing for us right now.
Things are changing every day. Feels like my world is shaking, giving pieces of my heart away. But you continue to pursue me, reminding me you knew me before, and you love me and you choose me. Oh, this intimacy that I long for, so familiar, secure. To lay back and feel you breathing, your heart beating. I want more. And can you take me there? Boldly I prepare. I just wanna be scary close to you. You can have it all. I let down every wall. I just wanna be scary. Love has made me braver, allowing me to stay here, where I'm caught up in your gaze. And now I'm lost in your aroma, bury my face in your shoulder. I don't wanna leave this place. And can you take me there? Boldly I prepare. I just wanna be scary close. Comfort in your sweet embrace, where there's no pretend, where the peace is meant, where you whisper, I am safe again. And can you take me? Prepare. I just wanna be scary close to you. You can have it all. I let down every wall. I just wanna be. Scary close.
close to you.
Very nice.
Thank you so much.
We have kind of a studio audience here. You guys can clap if you want. Deandra's parents are here. Maybe we'll meet them next segment. But that was so that's the song you had to run to the piano. And
yes.
And here's what I think is so great. You look, you sing, and then you look at the piano, and you get, like, excited because you're about to play the keys. I think that's cool. And I think the idea just that you have inspiration, even if you write a song that never becomes a mega hit, it is a privilege to be inspired to do something that you're passionate about.
Absolutely.
And it comes through in your music. That's a very beautiful song.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So please keep getting your heart broken so we hear more. You kind of are like Taylor Swift a little bit because you're writing songs about heartbreak and stuff.
Hey.
And it works for her, so you never know. Maybe it'll catch on, right?
I guess so.
So can we... Here's what I'd like to do, if you're okay with this. If you have another song, maybe you could play, and we'll just play ourselves into break. Conrad, does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm just glad Conrad's still here. Maybe you haven't taken a powder in a while.
I haven't. I was nodding. I thought you saw me.
No, okay. I didn't see you, but that's great. All right, so you – all right. Talk about the connection, Deandra, if you will. I know you haven't played a ton of live gigs yet, but that connection – when you're singing with the people who are listening to you, that's a very intimate
absolutely
thing, 'cause you're connecting with them. They're reading you. What's that like?
Yeah, well, I mean, the song I played kind of describes some of that, right? Like, it's scary. It is super scary. This journey for me is, it's super vulnerable, right? So oftentimes people say to me, like, how do you sing the national anthem? You know, how do you sing in front of all these people or weddings? And to me, I'm like, it's just the national anthem. You know, and I know that sounds kind of obscure, but it's true. Like, most people that come to, like, a sporting event or something, they're really not there to see the national anthem. They're there to see the game, right? So this is different, where you are trying to connect with your audience. You're trying to be vulnerable, be exposed, all those
types
of things.
Let people in a little bit, right?
Yeah. And it's different because there's a different level and fear of rejection. And I don't get that when I'm singing the national anthem or things like that. This is my heart, you know?
Yeah.
This is you.
Here I am. It's crazy. All right. If you have another song, maybe we could start that, play us into the break, and we can bat. We'll meet part of your team here, and we'll ask them a couple questions too.
Oh boy. This should be exciting.
So what do you have? What's your,
I'm going to play, this is called The Potter. And my dad said, if there's time, please play it. So
okay.
I wrote this about actually like 15 years ago.
Wow.
It's a great song. I'm planning on putting it on my album this spring. And it just references, you know, how God takes broken things and makes them new.
Okay.
So.
Perfect. Deandra Marie is in the studio performing another song. She'll take us to the break.
No matter how ugly the wound, your blood still covers. 'Cause I've made it this far, and I'm not going back to who I thought I was. I run to the potter who molds the clay. When I even when it's broken, no matter how lost I am, your arms wait open. Oh, yes, they do. No matter how scarred I am, you pick me.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back. We are hanging out tonight with Deandra Marie, a local artist who is from Appleton, and she made the drive up here to Green Bay to perform for us tonight, and we've been getting to know her. And now we get to know your parents, who are here in the studio. You can't see them on the stream right now, but I have a question for you guys. Okay, so...
Oh, there they are.
Oh, that's okay. I can't see anything anyway.
I can see them.
So when I was in my early 20s, I remember telling my folks, I'm going to do stand-up comedy. And they were very supportive. My dad said, well, that's great. You know, is there a school you can go to? Like, that he wanted me to go through the proper channels to do that. And I said, no, you just have to kind of do it. What's it like for you? You have some background. Were you able to train for this, Deandra? And what was it like for you guys when you found out she wanted to be a musician? Like, that, for some parents, that's a struggle. You guys seem pretty supportive.
They're amazing. Like, they are... They have walked with me through so many bad choices, heartbreaks, all of it. But I should let them answer this because...
Do you guys talk? I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm just... Because we can't see you. Oh, now we can see you.
Yeah, we can
see
you.
These are Deandra's parents right here. So tell me, what was that like for you?
It was really exciting because I teach piano. And when I started teaching Deandra, at first I thought, she's... playing a game here. She doesn't really want to practice because the notes that I would teach her, I said, can't you see that note as a G? And she just didn't get it. And then we came home from a performance one night. It was a Christmas one. And she went into my studio and started playing this song. And I heard her in the kitchen and I came running in. I said, how do you know that song? And she said, well, we just heard it. And I realized she played by ear. Nice. I had no idea. And so then it was like, shame on me. I'm trying to force her to read music. And
yeah,
I can't do that. I'm visual and she's total auditory. So
no kidding. So is this your type of music? Like, does she play the kind of music you grew up listening to or that you like? Or are you like,
definitely.
Honey, you should play more Beethoven or whatever?
No, I like it.
Good. Well, what about you, Tom? What about you, Dad? Are you you seem like her number one fan as well.
Well, I'm a big music lover. The musicians are the gals for sure.
Yeah.
I grew up with a lot of the 60s, going back to even the Elvis, Dion, James Brown, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that ventured into rock. So a lot of the rock bands. I used to go to a lot of concerts. So I've always had a love for music. And then when I heard Deandra and a couple of this Potter song now that she just played a little while ago, that was like written 15 plus years ago. And, you know, I've told her this a lot of times. I said, there's a lot of people out there who can sing, are very well, very good vocalists who can sing well. But I said, you really have a gift for writing. And we've seen that with her through the years where she has an idea and can run into in the bedroom and come out a couple hours later and, hey, I got a song. And that's a gift. Not everybody, everyone has that. And she has a lot of music that I think she wants to get out there. And we're excited as parents because a lot of stuff that we haven't heard yet. But it's so exciting just to see her really pursuing, I think, a love that she's been in and out of. She's had it through the years, but there's life takes us down different paths at different times.
Right. It's interesting. I could tell that was a song that was very special to your dad. You were kind of looking at your dad while you're singing. It's a very sweet moment. And I appreciate you guys coming too, because I don't usually, we haven't had many chaperones here when we've had people performing, right, Conrad? I mean, this is a first, right?
Yeah, this is a first,
And I did pass a background check. I robbed liquor stores, but it's been years.
A lot of firsts.
So, no, it's great to have you guys here. And so tell us, okay, one more time, Green Bay, November, Cup of Joy, was it November 24th?
November 29th. So it's 29th, actually the Friday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. So get your shopping done so you can come out.
And how long will your set be?
I think it's about 45 minutes, it's not too lengthy. So.
That's exciting.
Hopefully no one will fall asleep.
I'm
kind of like crossing my fingers.
It's Thanksgiving, though.
I'm coming up with some good jokes and audience involvement, you know.
Okay, that works. All right, so very good. Well, it was great meeting you. Thank you for coming up, making the drive to Green Bay. All you guys, your biggest fans here with you. It was nice to meet you guys. You're a nice family, and I hope you come back sometime.
I would love to.
All right. Thank you to all my guests tonight. Deandra is going to play us out. I would like to thank Todd Alba for joining us. That was fun, Todd's appearance in front of the movie theater, right? He put some thought into that. Now I got
just a bit outside.
If he ever has me on his show, I got to think, I have to top that somehow. I don't have to top that. And then the Rickoff brothers were here. Check out Halloween Hoopla in Waukesha this weekend. Tomorrow night, it's our popcorn pick of the week. And more great fun on Nightlight. In the meantime, listen to the musical stylings of Deandra Marie. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Good night,
for
Wisconsin.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former UN Ambassador Susan Rice will join us at 10:33. Hour number two, all things sports with Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.